Christian who has made a difference today is a man who failed some academic exams through nervousness, yet went on to found the successful social welfare organisation, the Brotherhood of St Lawrence. His name is Gerard Tucker. Gerard Tucker was born in 1885 at South Yarra in Melbourne. From childhood, he wanted to follow his father and grandfather into the church. He was slight and small, had a severe stammer, and this seemed likely to prevent him from entering the ministry. On leaving school, he worked briefly in a sugar factory and on a relations farm, but neither experience proved successful. His father finally agreed that he could study for the priesthood, so this he did. On the outbreak of World War I, he asked to be posted overseas as a chaplain, but this request was refused. Undaunted, he enlisted as a private soldier and sailed for the Middle East in 1915. 3 months later, he was appointed as a chaplain to the Australian Imperial Force, and he served in Egypt and France until late 1917, when he was invalided back to Australia. In 1920, Tucker was appointed to a parish near Newcastle, New South Wales. Here he met Guy Cox, who shared his dream of a community of priests serving the wider community. So in 1930, they founded the Brotherhood of St Lawrence. Its four original members pledged to remain unmarried while part of the Brotherhood, to live frugally and to practice an active community life. In 1933, this group, the Brotherhood of St Lawrence, moved to St Mary's Mission in Fitzroy to help the poor in that neighbourhood. They lived simply, studied, prayed, and helped with social welfare activities. At the height of the Great Depression, when some 30% of the workforce were without jobs, the Brotherhood became more actively involved in helping the unemployed. Several hostels were set up to provide accommodation for homeless, unemployed men and boys, and a settlement at Carrum Downs gave some men and their families simple shelter and a place to produce some of their own food. After the Second World War, there was little interest in expanding the Brotherhood as a religious order, and the numbers waned. However, the welfare work of the Brotherhood continued and expanded under Father Tucker's leadership. He believed in putting his Christian values into action by campaigning for justice, for social reform, and for caring for others. He used dramatic films to show others the awful living conditions of poor families. On two occasions, he staged sit-ins to protest against unfair laws for tenants and landlords. The Brotherhood played a key role in getting rid of the unhealthy slums of inner suburban Melbourne. Many of Father Tucker's ideas were ahead of their time. He developed programs such as free milk for school children and senior citizen centres, beginning with the Coolabah Club in Fitzroy. The Carrum Downs property was gradually redeveloped as a village for the aged. At Carrum Downs, he started Food for Peace and sent shipments of rice to India. This program later became Community Aid Abroad, a national organisation. In the 1950s, the Donated Goods Division was established and more opportunity shops were opened, so large volumes of clothing and furniture could be recycled to help people in need. Gerard Tucker eventually retired to live in Lara in Victoria in an elderly person's home, and he died in 1974 at age 85. Father Gerard Tucker was a Christian priest who lived his Christian values and dedicated his life to fighting poverty. We salute Father Gerard Tucker, an Aussie Christian who made a difference. Christians.